Today is a truly historic day for the people of Greater Manchester. For the first time anywhere in the United Kingdom, a Metropolitan Fire and Rescue Service is going to start responding to assist our colleagues in the local ambulance service when people suffer a cardiac arrest. The people of Greater Manchester are already privileged to have what I consider to be the best ambulance service in the United Kingdom. And I hope that this addition to that service, by having professional firefighters responding to assist colleagues in Northwest Ambulance Service, will provide an even better emergency response to all of the people of Greater Manchester. I've been lucky enough to travel to Seattle, where the best model in the world at the current time exists, that if you suffer a cardiac arrest, you have a 65% chance of surviving. In Greater Manchester, depending where you are, it can be anywhere as low as 5%, up to a maximum of 30%. We believe, with our colleagues in the Ambulance Service, that we can increase the survivability rate to get at least that off Seattle and better.
How did it come about, the idea that you guys were going to work together on this?
I've been looking at this for some 20 years now, from 1985. In the Republic of Ireland, firefighters help the ambulance service by responding to emergency calls. I've also been privileged to be able to see other models around the world. But recently, in the last couple of years, Derek Cartwright and I started to sit down to talk about how our successful fire prevention model could be transferred over into health and therefore reduce demand on the ambulance service. That if we could have all fire engines in Greater Manchester responding as community first responders, that could help the people of Greater Manchester even more.
We have heard some successes from that community model that was in place, haven't we?
Yeah, and we've our own successes even within the Fire and Rescue Service. Earlier this year, one of our firefighters, Stuart Brown, dropped dead in the back of a fire engine. He suffered a cardiac arrest. Thankfully, the firefighters of Greater Manchester who were with him were basic life support trained, and they had a defibrillator. They carried out CPR on him and they brought him back to life using the defibrillator. Our colleagues in the ambulance service turned up. They carried on from where our firefighters had started. They were able to get Stuart ready to go to hospital, and Stuart was out of hospital within a week. You know, our firefighters have already been saving people's lives using CPR and using defibrillators. We believe now that MWAS are going to deliberately mobilise our fire engines. Hundreds of people's lives will be saved across Greater Manchester.